Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Dear brothers and sisters in our resurrected Lord, He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let me tell you a tale of a couple of different people. There was a man who despised Christianity. He hated Christians. He spat on the very name of Jesus. And so he went out of his way to hunt Christians down. He threw them into prison, and he even approved and smiled when Christians were put to death. There was a woman who did not have God in her life. Instead, she had demons. Literally, she was possessed by seven demons. And who knows how many horrible sins she committed since she was enslaved to them. There was a man who followed God, and God called him to be a prophet, to go to a distant people and to preach God's word to them. But the prophet refused. He didn't want to preach to those people because they were enemies of God's people. And so he goes in the complete opposite direction and gets as far away possible from those people. There was a group of followers that followed Jesus. They put their faith in him. They heard everything that Jesus said to them. And yet they were so slow to believe everything that Jesus told them. Now, you may or may not know who exactly these people are. The man that hated Christianity and approved when they were killed, that was Paul. The woman who was possessed by seven demons, that was Mary Magdalene. The prophet who disobeyed God and ran in the complete opposite direction, that's Jonah. And the group of followers that were so slow to believe what Jesus told them, that's the disciples. And yet, aren't we all just like Paul, Mary Magdalene, Jonah, and the disciples? We may not hate Christianity and hunt Christians down, but do we ever approve of when people are suffering? Are we ever happy when people in our family have hardships? Do we ever smile when our own fellow Christians are in pain? We may not be possessed by literal demons like Mary Magdalene, but we all have our personal demons, demons of our past, demons in the closet, those sins that we wish we can forget, but we can't, that guilt we wish would go away, but it always remains there. We can be just like Jonah. Instead of preaching God's word to people, we can keep our mouths silent, whether out of fear or whether we don't want to be rejected or we just don't desire to do it. And so we go in the opposite direction than to head out to others. Or just like the disciples, we can be so slow to believe everything that Jesus tells us. Jesus says, I have everything in control. And we can think, God, do you really know what you're doing? Jesus says, I am always with you. And yet we can think, God, why have you left me? Jesus says, I love you. And yet we can think, would a loving God really do this to me? We are all just like Paul, Mary Magdalene, Jonah, and the disciples. And the reason that is because we are all descendants of Adam. We all have that sinful nature. That's why we commit sins of habit and sins of choice. We commit the sins that we know we have done and the sins that we don't even know that we have done. And as the verse of the day declared, for as in Adam, all die. But from the reading of Matthew's gospel, We're not at the grave of Paul. We're not at the grave of Mary Magdalene. We're not at the grave of Jonah. We're not at the grave of the 12 disciples. We're not even at our own grave. We are at the grave of Jesus, who even though was completely human like you and I are, he was different than us. Jesus never hated Christians. He never hated anyone, but he loved everyone. Jesus was not filled with demons, but he was full of grace and truth. Jesus never disobeyed God's commands, but he obeyed them all and reached out to so many people. Jesus was not slow to believe what his Father told him, but he firmly believed and trusted in his Father. And yet, despite all of this, Jesus is called the one who was crucified. Jesus was crucified. He died and he was buried. But even though we are at the grave of Jesus, notice who isn't there. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Even though Jesus was crucified, died, and was buried for all of our sins, he rose from the dead. Death has been swallowed up in victory. But Christ's resurrection wasn't just for himself. Christ's resurrection was for Paul. His resurrection was for Mary Magdalene. His resurrection was for Jonah. His resurrection was for the disciples. His resurrection was for us. And what does that guarantee for us? It means that Jesus is the Son of God. It means that all of our sins have been forgiven. It means that all of us will live. For Paul said, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Christ's resurrection is for all. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. And yet in one aspect, Jesus' resurrection would have been for nothing if there wasn't someone there to share it. Imagine if the women who went to this tomb only saw it empty and that was it. They would constantly be wondering what had happened here. All of Christianity would have been wondering what happened here. And yet God sent an angel to the woman. He explained everything that had happened, and he told them to go to the disciples. And so the women leave the tomb, and yet, even though they're filled with joy, they're still afraid. And imagine if they always had this mixture of fear and joy. They might be wondering, did we really see an angel? Is the angel's message actually true? But then Jesus, the risen and living Lord, appears to the women, and he tells them, don't be afraid. Go and tell my disciples that I will meet them in Galilee. When the disciples went to Galilee, they met the risen Lord, and Jesus told them to share the message of the resurrection with others. And so here we see another aspect of how Christ's resurrection is for all. The message of the resurrection is not just for Jesus to share. The message of the resurrection is not just for the angels to share. It's not just meant for these women to share. It's not just meant for the disciples to share. Christ's resurrection is for all because we all can share this message. Are we worthy to share it? No. But we can share this message not because of who we are, but because God graciously calls us and gives us this glorious message of the resurrection to share. But to whom do we share that message? Well, once again, Christ's resurrection is for all, which means all need to hear the message of the resurrection. The message of the resurrection came to Paul. And did he deserve it? Absolutely not. He hated Christianity and he killed Christians. And yet Jesus, the risen Lord, appeared to him. He was brought to faith and he set his heart on things above. Mary Magdalene received the message of the resurrection, but did she deserve it? Absolutely not. She was possessed by seven demons. Who knows all the horrible things that she had done in her life? But Jesus came to her. He drove those demons out of her life, and she was the very first one who saw Jesus risen from the dead. And so she fell down at his feet. She grabbed onto him and worshiped him. Jonah received the message of the resurrection, but did he deserve it? Absolutely not. He disobeyed God. He ran in the complete opposite direction from God's command. And God should have let Jonah remain in the belly of the great fish and die. But Jonah remembered his Lord. He repented of his sin. He declared, "Salvation comes from the Lord." And the Lord rescued him. The disciples received the message of the resurrection, and did they deserve it? Absolutely not. They were so slow to believe everything that Jesus said. But Jesus appeared to his disciples. He told them to stop doubting. And then the disciples firmly believed and fully trusted in Jesus. All of us have received the message of the resurrection, and do we deserve it? Absolutely not. But at our baptism, we were connected with Christ's death and his resurrection. We were brought to faith, and all of our sins have been taken away. And so now God uses us to share the message of the resurrection with all people. With the message of the resurrection, we can reach out to those who hate Christianity and want nothing with God. But then they can be brought to faith and set their hearts on things above. With the message of the resurrection, we can reach out to those who have their personal demons and tell them that since Jesus died and rose for us, he has removed all of those demons from our lives. And then they can bow down before the Lord and worship him. With the message of the resurrection, we can reach out to Christians who have disobeyed God, and then they can repent of their sins, and they can boldly proclaim, "Salvation comes from the Lord." With the message of the resurrection, we can reach out to those who have their doubts, who are so slow to believe, but then they can fully trust and put their faith in Jesus. And how can we know that God will bless our message? He did it for Paul. God used Paul to become one of the greatest Christian missionaries, and he reached out to so many people. God did it for Mary Magdalene. She was one of the first ones to tell the disciples of what had happened, and they came running to the tomb to see everything. God did it for Jonah. He eventually went to those enemies of God's people to preach God's word to them, and they repented of their sins and declared, "Salvation comes from the Lord." God did it for the disciples, for he told them to go and make disciples of all nations, and that is exactly what they have done, and it still continues to this day as God uses us. Christ's resurrection is for all. He died for the sins of all people, and he rose to life for our justification. Our sins have been forgiven, and we too will live with Christ. Christ's resurrection is for all because we all get to share this message. We don't deserve it, but God graciously calls us and gives us this glorious message. And Christ's resurrection is for all because it is meant for all people. And so God can use us to reach out to those, whether they're Christians or unbelievers, whether they are young children or the elderly and the dying, whether it's people in lowly positions or in exalted positions, whether it's people that we know or people who are strangers, so that we can all be built up with the message of Christ rising from the dead. Because his resurrection is for all. For he is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia and amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now confess our Christian faith by looking at the Confession of Faith and Remembrance of Baptism, which is printed in your bulletin. Holy baptism is the precious means of grace by which our Father in heaven connects us with Christ in his life, death, and resurrection. The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 6, "Do you not know that all of us who are baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be rendered powerless, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we also will live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. In holy baptism, God takes away our sins and gives new life in Christ our Lord. We solemnly renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways. We confess the gift of faith in God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I ask you, do you reject the devil along with all his lies and empty promises? Yes, and I ask God to help me. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty? Yes, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son? Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Will you continue steadfast in this baptismal faith, and as a member of the church, be diligent in the use of the means of grace and prayer? Yes, and I ask God to help me. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for our offering. And during the offering, please sign the friendship register in your pew.